Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hello, Jasmine. This is John Ellis of Elko, Nevada calling.
All right, and how can I help you?
Well, I see where I received a charge just within minutes ago for $67.32.
Okay.
I'm wondering what it's all about.
What's your zip code?
89803. I just don't know what it's for. But I see where I had another charge from you several days ago, and it was pretty reasonable, but I don't remember what this one's for.
Okay, and did you say 89803?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name, sir?
John E. Ellis.
Okay, it's not
there's
coming.
There's another zip code. Okay, then let's try this one, 89801.
89. 801, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And will you verify your mailing address?
It's P.O. Box 1683, Elko, Nevada, 89803. My physical says 801 because by law, half the time you got to deal with your credit card company with your physical address on certain transactions. So anyway, you found me though, right?
Will you verify your mailing address?
I just did. P.O. Box 1683.
Okay.
Elko, E-L-K-O, Nevada, 89803.
Okay, we're not showing that. Could it be like a different address, or can you verify the email address?
The physical address is 643 Court Street, apartment number 1 in Elko, Nevada, 89801.
Okay, and it's
but
showing
my mail goes to the other one, and all my bills and everything goes there. But anyway, do you find me now?
It's showing that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a tactical bag.
Yeah, and then I just got one a few minutes ago for $67.32.
Yes.
Right after I left the car wash. What's that for?
Because the terms and conditions states that you're enrolled into a factory direct savings club. So every month you are charged, and in return, you receive a $125 gift card to use on that online web store.
Can you send me something in the mail that explains that to me? Because I had no idea.
It's an $125 gift card. It's sent to your email address, and you can use that on the online web store for other gadgets similar, to the tactical bags. It may be like if you want pot or a headlamp or just.
Yeah, that's where I noticed that. I says, wait a minute, I remember getting one for next to nothing the other day. It was for completing a survey or something, but it was from one I trusted. I said, wow, what a deal. So, but then I noticed that it was the same number. I said, wait a second here. So this is for that one monthly charge. It happens every month then, and then you send me a gift card for a credit for $125 in my email.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Let me give you my email to make sure we have it together. It's a long one, and it's confusing. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's the letter J-E-L-W-O-O-D-E-L-L-I-S. johnellis at outlook.com.
Yes, sir. That's the email we have on file.
Okay, well, that's good then. So everything ought to be fine. I just, when I saw that deal on my card, because see, I've had fraudulent activity in it 2 weeks ago on this one, and then I submitted for another card, and that one had to get closed too because particular romance scammer, which is something I haven't, I'm 70 years old. You know, I'm kind of from the old school, but yet I know some tech, but not enough. And these guys can and ladies can get on these laptops in Nigeria, West Guiana, Czechoslovakia, or wherever they are, and they can figure out all kinds of things that we shouldn't. I don't see how they do it. But anyway, luckily I got those cut off. I got this new card issued. I thought, God, if they're getting to this one, I'm going to close the accounts and not deal with it. So anyway, thanks for your help. At least now I have a good explanation. I don't have to worry about it. So thank you very much for your time.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.